the way it is. So whatever I get, I just leave it alone, and I try not to cry. And that's all I can do. It's the end of the way that there is.
That sounds terrible.
No, I know, it sounds terrible, but it really, it's not. It's just, it's difficult. It's a challenge. And I like to challenge myself. I'm very proud of the kind of challenges that I can handle. And so I'm going to keep trying. And if I can do it, then I can do it. And if I can't, I'll give up. I promise. I promise I'll give up. And don't you think that would be a wise choice?
Yes, it is always good to give up. It's better to give up.
I don't know. I've tried to give up, and then what happens when I can't give up? What do I do then? If I find that giving up is beyond my ability?
Well, then you have to go to the audio clinic to get yourself.
I don't know. That's easier done than said. I might have to do that, and then I wouldn't have done it already. So that's not going to help me. What I need is a good agent, like Milton Berle. I mean, he had a good agent. If I had a good agent like Milton Berle's, I could go somewhere. I wouldn't be stuck doing this show.
Maybe your agent, if you had such a great agent, maybe he could hook you up with a professional, audio engineer, and he would fix all of your problems, or he or they or it. Maybe it could be like a dog or something that knows how to press the buttons with his paw.
That would be great. The problem is there isn't room in the spaceship. There's only room for my head in the confinement field. And everybody else would be dead if they were on the spaceship right now. So that's
a poor spaceship with no room.
Well, I didn't have a lot of money, and so I needed to make it quickly. So I just put it together from bottle tops and peanuts. I glued it together with honey.
It has all the air pressure you need to.
Well, no, only in the confinement zone. See, that's the point. So most of the ship is outside of the confinement zone, and no natural biological thing could survive in it. But then I can keep stuff out there, like all the machines. They don't mind being out in the non-confinement zone because the radiation doesn't bother them. They don't need air. They don't even want air. Air is a problem for them. Not for me.
If they needed air, would they be upset because they don't want air, but they do need it?
I mean, not upset is too polite a term for what they would be. What they would be is dead. So when I tell you it wouldn't work out for them, I mean they would not be in existence.
I got my own computer. I was so psyched to explore a whole new world. I just don't feel normal. My friends are nice, but they just don't get me.
I feel like such a weirdo!
Where do you go to be understood? I found this online show. I can call in. I can express myself. Be on TV. Weirdos TV. Weirdos.com. Sometimes a stranger can be your best friend.
Peanuts. I glued it together with honey.
It has all the air pressure you need to.
Well, no, only in the confinement zone. See, that's the point. So most of the ship is outside of the confinement zone, and no natural biological thing could survive in it. But then you know, I can keep stuff out there, like all the machines. They don't mind being out in the non-confinement zone because the radiation doesn't bother them. They don't need air. They don't even want air. Air is a problem for them, not for me.
If they needed air, would they be upset because they don't want air, but they do need it?
I mean, upset is too polite a term for what they would be. What they would be is dead. So when I tell you it wouldn't work out for them, I mean they would not be in existence in the real sense of the word. They would become partially incoherent.
Nice.
Yes, and now you can really understand. Now you can really understand.
I thought that it was just an object. I didn't realize that it had a brain of its own. And oh, let me move myself, you know, regardless of the user's will.
Well, they don't warn you about that part. That's the part in the fine print that you figure out later. But it's far too late. And you can't do anything about it.
No warning. This thing is actually, it's not intelligent, but it is alive.
It's mischievous. It has a sense of humor. That's the part that you have to really think about. It's the sense of humor that's the problem. It makes things much more difficult. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. But see, now you understand, and you weren't supposed to understand that. That was supposed to be a secret. And now that it's not a secret, I don't know if I like it.
I think I'm perfect. Absolutely brilliant.
Well, I didn't see that coming. Let the dancing begin.
Music.
Let the dancing begin.
Music. 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 Music.
That's right.
Music.
Now,
music.
I think if you say music.
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 No, I don't say music.
Music.
Did you say music?
Music.
No, I don't.
Music.
Music.
I'm out of the earth.
Music.
Think. If you say music.
Music.
Music. Music. No, I don't.
Music.
Say music.
I'm out of the music.
Think.
Music.
If you say music. If you say music.
Music.
No, I don't.
Think.
Music.
I think. Think. If
music.
You say music,
music.
You say music.
Music. Music. No, I don't say music. I'm out of here. Think.
If you say music.
Music.
Music. No, I don't say music.
I'm out of here.
I don't think.
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 If
why would you think
music.
About something like that?
Music.
Think.
Music. No, I don't say music.
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 Say music!
Oh, yeah. It started playing,
That's not possible!
Music.
Music.
Is that music I hear? Do I hear music?
Did you say music?
It was. I
hear music. But is it
music?
How do you know if it's music?
No,
music.
I don't say music.
Because it has phonic repetitions. It has patterns.
I mean, it's there.
They're recognizable.
I keep thinking it's
to the human and animal ear.
There it is.
There it is.
Doing it wrong and then. Or maybe,
humans I mean, and I, animals. Different.
Doing it wrong.
That's not redundant. If I say humans and animals, that's not redundant.
I don't know. I think people are not animals, but they're animals. But they're animals in the sense that if you say people and animals, that's like saying drugs and alcohol.
Humans do not have metabolisms. They don't need to consume other organisms to survive.
I don't consume anything to survive, but that doesn't make me any more human. I'm only human because I remember what it was like. But I'm not really human. I mean, I'm only a figment of your imagination.
Humans are more like plants, really. More like plants and fungi than animals.
Humans are a virus. Language is a virus. From outer space. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You think I'm joking, but it's not exactly what I'm talking about. It's more of a... It's a thing.
I am trying not to laugh.
No, you are not trying not to laugh. You are laughing not to try. It's obviously not my problem if you laugh. And if you can't laugh, you shouldn't be here.
Say music.
I'm a professional entertainer.
You are not here to be a professional entertainer. If I wanted a professional entertainer, I would have thrown up in a bottle.
I don't know why.
I laugh when my character is directed to laugh.
Okay, well the script has you laughing several times in this episode.
Even though I don't know why.
Did you not read the script?
I'm freaking out.
Oh yeah, stink!
No, not like that. No. It wanted you to. It specifically said sincere laughter, not faked in any way.
Freaking out and going totally nuts.
It definitely said that you were supposed to try not to laugh, but end up laughing anyway, otherwise no one will believe you. And if they don't believe you, then the whole show is ruined. Ruined!
That's the end of my...
Alright, start over. Start the show over. Take 24.
Okay.
Music? No, I don't say music.
We're starting the show again.
Say music.
If you say music...
We're starting the show again.
Music. No, I don't...
Say music. Think. If you say music...
Music.
No, I don't... Say music. Think. If you say music...
Music.
No,
music.
I don't...
Music.
Say music. Think.
Music.
Music. Music. Music.
No,
music.
Say music. Think. If you say music...
You say music.
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 That's the best one. Think. Think.
If you say music.
Music.
Music. No, I don't say music.
What is it?
Think.
I think you say music. Can you say music?
Music.
No, I don't say music.
I don't know.
Remember, like,
say it again.
A couple years ago, the last time I was on the show, like 7 or 8 years ago.
Music.
Wait, you've been on hold
the noise I made. I moaned. I don't know why I moaned.
Music. No, like, you've been on the show
moan.
Before?
And you kept playing that.
You've been on the show before?
Last time I was on the show was...
I only remember the future. So if you were on the show, if you were on the show before, I wouldn't remember that. I would only be able, in the future, you'll be on that show, in the past to you, but it'll be the future to me. You understand? So for now, I don't know, I haven't experienced that. So you have to tell me what happened, because otherwise I won't know.
When I'm on the show in a few weeks,
yeah,
I'll make some type of weird noise, and
no, I
when you mess with it, it'll sound like a sexual moan.
Oh, I see.
But I can't foresee what the actual noise is or why I made it.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, maybe when you remember that, you can tell me about it, and then I'll be able to look forward to it happening in the past for me. I mean, the future for me and the past for you. I always get those two confused, because for most people it's the past, but for me it's the future. And for other people it's the future, but then for me it's the past. It's very difficult to keep track of, as you can imagine.
Well, it's simple. When I do it in the future, I will then plan to do it in the further future. That'll take care of your memory.
Well, what you can do is, when you do it in the future, make sure to write it down, mail it to me in the past, I mean, in my past, which would be your future, and then I'll know what's coming, because I'll be able to look back at the letters and say, oh, right, that's what he said was going to happen the week after, which was really the week before, so I won't be surprised, but I'll have something to look forward to, which is the point, because right now I have nothing to look forward to, you understand?
I do understand that concept very well.
Right, so since I have nothing to look forward to, all I can do is think about what was your future like it's my past. That's all I can do is think about those things. And then they happen eventually to me, because I remember it that way. But the things that already happened, I don't remember that. That's what I think might happen. I can sort of predict the past. Like, I could have predicted that you were on the show before this, but I wasn't sure. I didn't remember it. You know, that's like when you sense that something will happen in the future, then you might get that sense. You know what I mean? It's like a premonition.
This show is brought to you by Sweet Soda.
I don't know.
Music? No.
I just keep hearing. Some sort of. Because by this point, we're definitely. It's got to be a month from now. Like, from your time.
I don't.
The moment that you're in right now, it's got to be like a month from now when I'm actually recording.
Our insanity is scary.
Right? So it's probably like another time period. You know, like the Old West or, you know, pirates or something like that. Maybe it's the War of 1812. Could be.
What about the most important war, the Six Day War?
That's not my problem. I didn't mention that until you did. That's your fault. Wow. Oh my God, that's insulting. Completely insulting. I should kill you for doing that. It's not even okay. It's worse than okay.
I pronounced it like it had 10 K's in it. The KKK. Our organization.
No, it's the KKKK we have to really be worried about. It's the Ku Klux Klan cannonball. That's the problem.
Think.
Don't think.
music.
Music.
Something.
I don't think music.
Don't think. Drink.
Drink. Don't think.
You say music.
Don't think. Drink. That's what I keep trying to tell you. But you don't listen.
Don't think. Drink.
You don't listen. You know who said that? Eugene O'Neill said that. See? So that's how special it is. But did you know that?
Think,
of course you
think,
did.
Think.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know who Eugene O'Neill is.
Hi, I'd like to purchase some cheese, please. I don't know where I live, and I don't know where I work. Please send me.
I got an address for you.
You do?
Exactly where you can go.
You do? Tell me where to go.
Please.
Oh, okay, my number is 555-555.
That's why I punished you for that in the future.
Think. You say music. No, I don't say music. You say music.
Music.
Music. No, I don't say music.
Say music.
Well, I didn't see that.
Think. If you say music,
you see that one coming.
Music. Music. No, I don't say music.
Music.
Think.
All the ladies are going to be creaming their sports jockeys for that.
Music. Music. No, I don't say music.
I like it. I like it.
Think.
I think I like it.
You say music.
She does. I can tell.
I like
music.
It.
No,
I can tell me she says it, so it's a clear cut message.
No interpretation
needed. You say music.
What if she's lying?
That's not only possible, it actually is what I like to call sexually likely.
You say music.
I don't like it. I don't normally string adverbs
together like that, but in this case, I have to.
If you say music,
it's a gender confusion.
Think.
Music.
No, I don't think music.
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 Music. No, I don't play music. Say music.
I am going to do something with that loop.
I don't think
I love it. It came out awesome, even though it's just an accident.
You can do whatever you want.
No, I don't say music.
I know I'll probably fail. Try and do.
Your universe will cease to exist so many times. You won't be able to keep track of how many times it didn't exist.
No, say music.
Think.
Probably the best, that is the best loop that's ever been recorded.
You can't.
Anyone's ever come up with anything better than that.
It's not a qualitative decision. At least the loop is, and that's all I care about. The loop is what it is, and not something else. That loop might never have been there.
I mean, it's not just an extremely listenable piece of pleasant music. It's also a great bit of advice that all of us should take heed. Think.
I can't think. I'm trying to think, but nothing happens. I'm trying to think, but nothing happens. I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
You know what great philosopher said that, of course. It's a very important philosopher that coined that very important phrase, I'm trying to think, but nothing happens. That was, of course...